Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Status Bro Show. I'm your host, Kevin Ebling, and I already have John all over my nuts. He was like, it's 7:15 and nothing already. These people on Ustream, like, we're doing our best here, all right? Calm down.
Jesus. We're on, like, three goddamn apps now. You can listen to our show anywhere on the fucking internet. You got Ustream going, and people are bitching about it.
And I still think we're very punctual for being a freelance crew.
They're upset that our free fucking content doesn't come fast enough.
Yeah, you're right. Anyway, I'm your host, Kevin Ebling, joined with my co-host, Zach Damblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
Our producer, Mr. Ryan Scharfenberg. That's called a microphone.
Hey, guys.
It's a condenser. It uses a cardioid pickup pattern. Okay.
Did you get good levels on the hey, guys?
Probably not.
Hey, guys, again.
Not bad.
Jesus.
Still not even more close to the red.
Holy
if this guy
hell.
Ever hits the red, then I don't know. I don't know what I'll do.
You probably think something's wrong with the mic.
Everyone's probably wondering after last week, you know, where Andrew is, if he's going to be back. Because it's a big mystery. I haven't made a nice status update about it because we got in a little bit of a fight. Actually, it wasn't really a fight, more a disagreement. Anyway, he left. And just for our audience, would you like to go ahead and say something, man? Come in here to say hello? Let everybody know you're here.
Hey, folks. How are you this evening?
Those levels were terrible.
I'm sorry. This is the first time I've had talking to this mic, but yes, I'm here.
Okay, we got him. All right, go ahead and get out of here, Ryan. Let him have a spot back. We built enough tension. Go ahead.
Ryan, get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
You're gone.
Thanks. Thanks, Chief.
Yeah, thanks, partner.
See, I don't care if Ryan's on any more of the show, so now I can stand up.
Are you just going to do it?
Yeah, why not?
I'm walking off.
You're not going anywhere. Why is this?
You know nobody even heard what you responded to, right?
Maybe. See, he's still leaning back like he's in a fucking Barca lounger.
Oh, that's the stuff.
All right, so look, AJ and I, we're made up, right? We don't need to dwell on this?
No, we don't.
I don't have anything else really to say. I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
If we can push forward with the show?
Why not?
All right. Zach, you had a couple of things I wanted to talk about this week.
Really? I thought you wanted to talk about like one, not a couple.
Which one did you want to, what did you want to talk about?
I mean, I proposed them all as topics. I'm free to talk about any of them, but...
Do you have any of them on hand?
I feel like
most of them I didn't write down. At the top of my list, I wanted to say, it's not really a big deal or anything. I'm now officially an employee again of J. Crew, so that's cool.
Hey!
Nice.
Yeah, they called me and asked to work a couple days over the holidays, so I said, yeah, fuck it, I'll do it.
Sweet.
That includes Black Friday, though, which I feel like is really the one that they were going for.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, you want to work Black Friday and maybe a couple of days in December? I'm like, I know you just want me to work fucking Black Friday. So I was like, yeah, put me down for 2 to 6. That's what I worked last year. So anybody, come on out if you want to come see me at J. Crew. Fans of the Status Bro Show. And
wait,
a John
can we get a
probably,
sweet discount?
Yeah, J. Crew will probably be a big sale, right?
Yeah, probably.
Really?
Last year we had 50% off the whole store.
Holy shit, seriously?
Yeah. That was actually the first year that we enforced an aggressive Black Friday sale. Usually it's the same as whatever it is normally.
I don't remember it being that bad, actually. Like, compared to the rest of the shows I worked there, it was pretty normal.
Oh, you did work Black Friday last year?
Yeah, they told me I had to.
Wait, talk more into the mic. Your night levels aren't coming through well. During that brief time that you worked there, you did Black Friday?
Yeah.
What was your shift? Oh, right!
Yeah, it was after work. I think it was like 6 to close or something like that.
Ann and John were in there. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, I did 2 to 6. 2 to 6, I feel like, isn't that bad, because I know on Thanksgiving night I'm going to get hammered.
Yeah.
So the next day, midnight to 6, everybody says is the most fun, and you get time and a half for that, but I just can't do it.
Yeah.
No way.
That reminds me, Ryan, you watch sports, actually. Andrew, you watch sports. Do the Cowboys play every Thanksgiving?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, they're a marquee name, so they definitely try and schedule them.
I always knew there was a game. I didn't know it was always a Cowboys game.
They're America's team, Jergoff. You didn't know that?
The Cowboys are America's team?
You're fucking with me. You knew that.
The Texans. Texas's
that's
team.
That's
right?
That's like a long run. People refer to the Cowboys as America's team. That's like
yeah,
a thing.
True.
Like,
Cowboys,
even if they're not
the
that good.
The most valuable sports franchises in
yeah.
The United States.
Hey, look, man, I'm standing up. You can scooch in here. You know, talk up in there. Get all up in there.
I got you.
There you go.
You remember when you said you should stand up during the show, and he just sat down anyway, now you're standing up during the show?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Realized how much I missed it.
Yeah.
Because I like it. I used to do this all the time.
On occasion.
The only reason I quit doing it is because this guy came in, and I didn't think we could talk at the same time, but it doesn't matter. He doesn't talk that much. So I'm just going to stand up and do it.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, why not? Damn, what were we just talking about? Why were we talking about football? That totally threw off my chi.
Like, you get hammered every Thanksgiving night?
Sure, all major holidays.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I love getting drunk on Christmas.
Really?
I would say I get drunk twice on Christmas.
I've never had that experience.
I get drunk in the morning on Christmas, and I get drunk on Christmas Eve.
Why is that? Why is that a good thing?
It's awesome. How's that not fun?
First of all, it's totally acceptable.
You wake up and you're getting gifts and stuff, and you're drinking some champagne, maybe a couple of beers, whatever you want. How is it not more fun with some champagne and beers?
I don't know. I've never had that experience. I don't understand. What about Christmas Day would make it awesome?
Because Christmas Day is the greatest day of the entire year. Fucking Ebenezer Scrooge over here.
Hey, calm the fuck down, okay? I got more Christmas spirit than any of you assholes.
How do you have more Christmas spirit when you don't even like to drink on Christmas? Granted, this is the first Christmas you've been 21.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you're thinking of Christmas spirits, Kevin.
Oh, you answered your own question.
Thanks, Dad.
Jesus.
Yeah, of course. Christmas is definitely the best day of the year. Why would you not want to get a buzz in the morning?
I don't know. I've never thought about it. Yeah, see?
You didn't do it and you never did it either?
Never. No.
Nobody heard that. AJ, what do you think about this?
About what? Getting drunk on Christmas?
Yeah.
I already said it. It's awesome. I'm with you. I love getting drunk on Thanksgiving. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
I gotta try that out, man.
Christmas Eve in particular.
I'll try it this year. I'll see what I think.
All right, now you know I'm a stickler when it comes to listening to old shows and I unload this new stuff that pisses me off that I want to bring up now, even though it's not pertinent. It's like Jim Gaffigan doing that bit about people always want to talk about movies that came out a long time ago. Like, dude, you ever see Heat? Like, yeah, the movie came out 12 years ago. Like, I want to talk about it now. That's how I feel about the no thanks partner. Last week you brought that up, and then when we were all in the midst of like our arguing, whatever, and you said people say the thanks partner thing to bug me because they knew it got on my nerves the Halloween night. However, I went back and I've listened to every episode since then. No one says thanks partner a single time since that episode.
On the air?
Yes.
Shocking.
Yeah,
because really it was good advice, but when we're off the air, you fucking say it anyway.
Oh well, yeah, I thought you were talking within the context.
It's
of
like
the
you
show.
Know, you know, it was a good thing. You're like, oh yeah, we probably shouldn't say it anymore. Then when we're off the air, you say it anyway. Just try to be a wise ass.
Yeah, thanks, partner.
There it is.
I just think it's fun to say, and I never had any idea that you would treat it as an attack or.
No, it never. It never bothered me until after I listened to what fuck the Halloween special.
What are you saying, Ryan?
I agree with AJ. I don't see why it bothered you.
It bothered me because we said it a lot.
We did say it a lot. I would say we're not during the show, but listening to the replay, I noticed it a lot.
Yeah, I rarely have criticisms about the replays on the show, listening back, but that one was just like, we kept fucking hammering it. Like, it was ridiculous. But
true. In fact, one thing I totally forgot, I was going to get a more gnarly pet food this week, and I forgot. But I don't want to, you know, keep doing the... But that pet food was good.
Yeah, it was
I want to do something that's really disgusting.
Yeah.
It was really good.
I saw the video of the Fancy Feast. I haven't listened to the show for obvious reasons, but was it bad?
There's a video of the Fancy Feast?
Not the video, the picture that somebody took.
It was actually good.
No, it wasn't bad at all.
Yeah. It was great. It's gross as hell, man. You know, they grind up all the unusable animal parts and tumors and
we
shit
talked
like
about that. I'm like, there's probably all kinds of feathers and talons and whatever the fuck else in this.
No regrets. That reminds me, when you, Kevin, you don't shit often in public, right?
I'm going to sit back down, Ryan, and scooch out a little.
All right.
Typically, no, that means like physically move your seat back a little.
You wait.
Like
you
actually move.
Jesus Christ!
God damn! I swear this guy speaks a different language than us sometimes. Okay, go ahead.
Ladies, are we?
Go ahead.
Yeah?
Go ahead.
Jesus.
Ooh. Okay, go ahead.
Fucking Ryan's telling me to go ahead. You don't shit a lot in public, right?
No, I hate shitting in public. Okay. I like the home field advantage.
On the way over here, you do on occasion shit in public, right?
It's rare enough that I can't tell you when I did it last.
Okay, well, if you
it's very, very rare. Very rare.
And Andrew, feel free to chime in on this. Do you ever use a toilet seat cover? Or do you lay down individual sheets of toilet paper?
No, I'll use the thing if I have to.
You do?
Yeah.
Andrew?
No, I'll just sit down. Go ahead.
You do anything? Just sit down and go for
In any toilet?
No.
I've always heard that you could possibly pick up, like, steeds from that.
See, I have a very peculiar thing. I just take off like some toilet paper, wad it up, and I give the seat like a wipe down. Make sure there's no pubes on it or piss or anything. And then
I mean,
if
there's
what
hair
the fuck good does that do though?
There.
A dry piece of toilet tissue.
How much does the fucking wafer thin paper shit help that you sit on?
It the thickness doesn't
that
matter.
Much. You don't even shit in public anymore.
I never did that.
Yeah, then don't criticize my fucking thing. Okay?
It covers the whole toilet seat. I mean. A wipe down, really?
I don't know. Well, he just sits down. At least I do
you're
something.
You're gonna wipe away hepatitis C with it's dry tissue they got there?
I don't know. It's my ass. I'm not that worried about it.
Call in right now if you'd like to talk about this. You can reach us.
Open sores or anything?
214-455-0534. Ryan, make a status, please. When you're done with your fucking faggy Star Trek Starbucks drink.
Yeah. AJ's sorry for a Star Trek guy. With that, but Ryan's...
You know, I wanted to talk about that this week. Everybody knows. I'm a guy who's very accepting of all forms of lifestyles or whatever, and I don't get why that's such an offensive word.
I don't know, it's just how it's come to be.
For any guys who are used to, any bros, heterosexual or not, I would think you're almost used to just throwing out those terms in casual conversation.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, that's fucking gay.
Yeah.
Now, I realize that faggot is much more offensive than gay, but...
Not quite as offensive as queer, right?
Is queer that offensive? I thought faggot was like the number one.
Well, yeah, that one time we were in Applebee's and you said something like that and I was like, it's kind of offensive. Like, you said queer. And you were like, I think faggot is offensive. Queer's not that bad.
I don't think queer's that bad at all.
No, queer's not that bad.
No, I would absolutely say faggot is the worst one. But why? I don't get why that. Why is that the one?
I don't know. It's just how it's come to be over time.
Why
it's
do
like any racial slur that seems obscure, but
every group of people has this kind of... word that you can say that is like the ultimate buzzword, like that is so bad. Any except for white men.
Yep.
There's nothing for us. Even a woman, like even no matter what, you can say the word cunt and that's like super offensive.
Yep.
I mean you cross the line. But for just a white guy, what could you really say that would really piss me off that's racist?
They'd call you gay.
I don't think that would really make me mad. I can't think of anything.
Then why, I don't know, why do you call it the...
Why does it work that
cracker?
Way? Cracker? See, I don't care.
Wow, that might be the best levels we ever got from him.
I still bet nobody heard it.
Probably.
I don't know, I just think it's weird.
I don't know, it's like any racial slur. That seems really obscure.
I guess, but it's one that I just think sounds funny, to, you know.
I suppose.
Andrew, you don't want to wait? I figured for sure, I really thought Andrew would have stuff to say about this.
No, I mean, I think you're right.
I don't know, I used to say...
What is that, you're chewing on ice?
Yeah. I used to say fag a lot, but over time I was just like, I don't think I'm going to say that.
I still say even fag.
I really tried to get rid of it, and I kind of did. I don't say it a whole lot.
I think certain people who would find that offensive among the gay community would even say the word fag isn't as offensive as if you say the whole word.
You're probably right.
Yeah, it's like a whole thing.
It implies the same
Not that thing. I'm going to even say the first half of the N-word, because I'm like, I don't even want to dive into that. I don't feel comfortable.
It's like the same thing.
I'm one of those people, like, I would never feel comfortable saying it. But like,
talking about how you refer to gay people in an offensive way to how you refer to other races in offensive ways.
But through the course of discussion, I knew teachers who would say the N-word, like, for the sake of making a point and, you know, discussing, like, its historical presence.
Right.
Even within the context of pop culture, you can even do it comedically somewhat. Like, Django Unchained, they definitely use that word very, very... Liberally.
I didn't know that. I haven't seen it.
Shows like Howard Stern used to do it goofing around in a different kind of way, and like Artie would do it too. But it's just something I don't think I could ever actually say, especially over open airwaves. It's just that taboo.
Yeah, but if you're saying the N-word, you're basically fucking saying it.
You are saying it. No, I'm not.
We all know, everybody knows what you fucking mean when you say the N-word.
Yeah, but it does not carry the same weight as if I was actually throwing it around.
If you went up to a black guy and said you're an N-word, I'm pretty sure he'd give you the same ass beating.
He'd just give you this weird, strange look like, what the fuck?
Look, if I walked up to a black guy and said, is it really messed up to say the N-word, or is it messed up to say... that would make a world of difference. If I just said the N-word, nothing would happen. But if I said that, it would.
I wholeheartedly disagree with you.
But nobody would ever use it in that context. Obviously, like, white supremacists are going to drive around and be like, N-word!
Yeah, exactly. So what's the fucking
Nobody's
going
to get I hate N-word, like, tattooed on their chin
they
or something.
They both mean the same word. You're just saying it in two different ways. It's like a fucking synonym.
No, it's not.
Except you automatically assume that one way is less offensive than the other.
Okay, well,
make sense.
When my child says, is it okay if I say the F-word, I'll wash his mouth out with soap because it's basically the same thing.
I don't... Yes.
No.
So if a sex education teacher was telling your child, okay, today we're going to talk about fucking, would you be like, well, that's reasonable. You know, it's really saying the same thing.
Or today we're going to talk about sexual intercourse.
No, if he said, today we're going to be talking about fucking, or today we're going to talk about the F word, it's the same shit. It's the same word.
It's not.
Oh, my God.
That's
like saying homosexual equates to the F.
This is one of the few times where, like, I really have no idea what Zach is getting at. Hold on. We got John on the phone. He wants to weigh in on this.
Go for it.
John, you're on the status, bro.
Is Zach really saying that the N-word is the same as saying nigger?
Yes. Yeah, so.
Go ahead, please.
What?
I think that's preposterous.
Okay, well, explain yourself.
Explain why it's preposterous?
Yeah.
Because one is just describing the word, and the other is saying nigger.
Yes. No, I agree with John wholeheartedly.
Apt analysis, John. Thank you for
John
that.
John is proving my point where I said there would be a huge difference if I was discussing the definition between actually saying it and just hearing him saying it, even in a room full of us. Like, every time John just said it, you guys all had a reaction.
But you're
like,
implying,
oh my God, I can't believe you're saying that.
You're implying that one word is less offensive than the other, but they both mean the same fucking thing.
Saying the N-word isn't offensive. Saying the N-word is offensive.
Like, I don't understand.
Saying that to somebody, too? It's so inflammatory?
Yeah, I don't understand what your point is here.
I believe there's a law against it, too, saying it to somebody.
Yeah, isn't the episode of South Park about the one where Stan's dad says the N-word on Wheel of Fortune? Isn't that episode all about that, when they're trying to make a ban against saying the word N-word guy?
Nigger guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. If you went up to a chick and you said, hey, you're a cunt, or hey, you're a C-word, she's going to be pissed either way.
Really
she knows exactly what it means, and either way, she's gonna be fucking pissed.
We've spent 3 minutes on this, and I still don't know even what we're talking about, honestly.
Alright, fuck it.
I'm a little bit. Alright, John, I'm gonna go ahead and let you go. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, AJ's back.
Yeah, don't. Alright, I'll let you go. Bye. I think AJ fears where that may have been going.
I figured he was gonna. I'm actually impressed that he showed the restraint he did, so. appreciate it, John.
If I hadn't hung up that phone, we both know what would have happened.
Yeah.
And now, John, I guess, is the only person on Ustream I know that's listening this week. Christine's not, right?
No.
This is something that you and I were talking about earlier. Let's talk about the dating a girl with a smartphone thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because that really relates to you. I'm going to put you under the hot lamps.
I'm afraid, because I talked about it to you and then another dude, and both of you had the same reactions. I'm afraid this is totally exclusive to me, and I'm going to sound like a dick.
But there's many other hypothetical situations we can put into this.
I was working in somebody's office today, and the part-timer he has is a chick. And on her desk, she had, like, a Sprint flip phone. And she was texting from it. And this is what she was using. And I realized that if I were single and I saw a chick using a flip phone,
yeah,
I would never bother to talk to her. Because I don't care if you don't have a smartphone. And that's incredibly shallow of me, but to me it's like there's a couple of reasons. One,
you're a tech-savvy guy, you work in IT.
I'm a tech-savvy dude. I don't think I can put up with somebody who doesn't stay up with modern technology even enough to be two or three generations of phone back. And two, if they broke their phone and that was their burner, that would still bother the fuck out of me because you dropped a $500 phone and you're fucking clumsy enough to, I don't know, break shit.
But what I want to drop on you, and I know this is something you didn't think of earlier, Zach's excluding a major factor in this possibility. If this was a hot chick, he wouldn't have even noticed that fucking phone.
Wouldn't it bother you? Even if you're out on a date
Not
with a chick and
hot.
She goes, hold on, somebody's texting me, and she whips out a fucking flip phone, wouldn't you have to fucking ask
There are so
about
many
that?
Things that would be 10 times more offensive that I still wouldn't even notice on a chick, that, like, if she was hot, that otherwise I may have noticed. Like, she has rhinestones on her wallet. I'm like, ew. But if she was hot, I probably would never notice that shit.
You're right. Maybe I'm not so shallow after all.
That's what I think. I think if the chick was hot, you wouldn't have noticed.
Good point. Maybe I'm the opposite of shallow for this.
Say you meet a hot chick. Would you date a chick if you knew, I mean, she's really hot, you know she puts out, but you knew that she would never give head? Would you date her?
No.
Really?
That would bother the fuck out of me. Why? Is there something wrong with me, or is it just dudes in general?
I think a lot of guys get excited about being in the company of hot girls. I think most men would say, yeah, I don't care, and they'd want to date her, and then after like 6 months, be like, I miss getting my dick sucked.
Yeah? It would bother me. Like, it wouldn't bother me at first, but after a while, yeah, dude, that would start to annoy the fuck out of me.
I've actually been in this position.
Yeah?
Actually, the girl who I dated for like 3 years in college, she did not do that for like the first 6 months of the relationship, told me that's just not something I do, and I thought it was a little strange, but I was like, all right, well, whatever. I mean, we're still fucking, so that's fine. And ultimately, when she did, I was like, you know, hey, felt like a badass. So
I've actually also kind of been in this situation. She never said it, but I could tell that it wasn't something she was into, just because when I've been in almost that length of time, say like 6 months, and it hadn't happened, I figured it's something that's obviously not something they're excited to do, or else it would have happened. Any girl who ever bloomed, it happened pretty natural throughout the course of getting to know each other or whatever. So
I really feel like you're going to look like the most chauvinistic asshole ever if you tell a girl, well, I'm breaking up with you because you won't suck my dick.
You're right. I never considered that a factor in breaking up with a girl, but it's definitely something I'd be disappointed in.
Yeah, but I mean, it's disappointment, but, you know, but if you know off, that, I mean, you move past it.
I feel like in your situation, if it was a girl who said that, like, that's not something I do, when she actually did do it, I would never be able to finish because I'd be thinking, she doesn't really want to be doing this. And like, you know, that would just weird me out. I don't want to know your philosophy on it or if you have hang-ups about it. I just want it to happen. It's already something that you kind of, on some level, almost feel guilty about in a lot of situations. You never felt that way? Like, I almost feel kind of bad. She's going to, like, eat my nut, and that's all, ugh. But, yeah.
She needs to eat my nut.
Well, yeah, if she's, that's what I mean.
You know, like my load, not like my testicle.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Is even when she got around to it, like, that's what you'd be thinking in your head. Like, she's clearly not enjoying this. There's no fucking way.
And if a girl ever says, like, tell me when, I'm like, now I'm not enjoying it. Because you said that. Now I'm never going to finish. Now I'm going to be worried about it.
Now I'm consciously thinking about it. That sucks.
Even when you go with the spit or swallow thing, I've only had one chick ever that didn't swallow it when she actually like did the finish the deed in the mouth or whatever. And I'm almost thinking like, well, that's kind of insulting. Like, I guess whatever, you know. Apparently, I'm like so offensive that you guys spit me out as soon as you know. Whatever.
That's incredibly narcissistic.
Probably,
and also very funny.
I just figured it's something you do. I figure if I was abroad, I would do that.
Boy,
swallow nut.
I bet you would,
Kevin. You swallow nut. Even though you're not a person.
Yeah, way to not contribute and just try to make a hacky line.
Waka waka.
You waka waka himself, right?
Yeah.
By the way, waka waka, I know you wanted to talk about this. What is the waka waka thing?
Yeah, where is it from?
I think it's from the Muppets originally.
Yeah,
it comes from Fozzie.
His character
still.
Was that he was a really terrible comedian and he'd tell these shitty jokes and be like, ah, waka waka.
But he would say waka after his own bad jokes.
Yeah, but then Lex and Terry took that soundbite and used it after some Lex made a really terrible pun. So in my mind, it's still associated with, you know, a way of telling somebody that joke really sucks.
So it's just something you bagged from Lex and Terry?
I bag everything from Lex and Terry.
Jesus. Well, you're like, it sucks because, you know, speaking of Lex and Terry, Kyle was like our Tane and now we don't have him.
Yeah.
He was a good Tane.
Yeah, literally and metaphorically.
Yeah. All right, well, that pretty much solves the Waka Waka thing. Do you have any more questions about the Wakas there? Don't hold out.
Not really. I was really impressed when you're like, oh yeah, it's Muppets Fuzzbear. I was like, for a second I thought that was stupid. Then I was like, no, it's actually kind of cool. Like, you're taking it back. It's original. And then you're like, and then Lex and Terry used it. I was like, oh, fuck.
See, I didn't know about the Lex and Terry thing, but I remember like Fozzie would tell Joe and be like, waka waka.
I didn't even know that. I thought it was some like Three Stooges shit
or
something.
We're a bit older than these children. They don't remember the Muppets.
Yeah, I definitely remember the Muppets.
But you guys don't remember Tiny Toon Adventures either, do you?
No, I remember that.
Can you think of other things, though, besides the BJ or the cell phone hang-up that prevent you from wanting to date a girl? Like, would you still date a girl? See, that's where you were messing up this. Like, this is a potential for good scenarios, but the girl has to be hot.
We've really talked about this before. You remember a long time ago I brought that up. I was like, if you got a chick back to your apartment, she was hot, what's one thing that would
hang her up? Being hot is a huge factor.
It would hang you up where you're like, I can't bang this chick, like, no way. And I think you just said nothing. Like,
you,
nothing
you were talking about dating a chick, not fucking a chick.
Okay, I guess
you were
right.
You were creating the scenario that I already have a chick in the bag, in my apartment, ready to bang, she's hot,
right.
And then you throw the scenario at me. We were talking like you just meet a girl, and maybe she has some sort of a thing
and
that
you're
comes
like,
up.
Not going to fucking do it.
Yeah, see, that's what I want to know. Something that before that would preclude you from even going on a date with her.
Me, personally?
Yeah.
Would braces hold you up?
Ooh, God, that's a fucking great one. Because
brace,
it might.
I don't think braces would hold me up. I'm on the fence.
There's a girl in one of my classes. She's 20 years old. But she looks very young and she has braces. And I'm like, even though I know she's 20 years old, I could never bang that chick. Because first of all, she looks young. And the braces, just no way. There's no way I could do it. I'm sure that may be a plus for some guys who are like really into super young looking girls. But it creeps me out.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do the braces. Now, if she's my age, and we're talking, you know, whatever. It is what it is. Late 20s. And she's got the braces and she's really hot, that I could probably deal with. I would still ask that chick out, yes.
I remember coming up on your birthday, you were like disappointed one day. I was like, what's up? You're like, I just realized I'm gonna be going from my mid to late 20s. I was like, Jesus Christ.
I think I said I'm going from my late 20s to pushing 30.
Oh yeah, you did say that.
That's bad.
Jesus.
Andrew, you're pushing 30 now, right?
Yeah, and it depresses the hell out of me. Sometimes I think, man, I've been alive for almost 30 fucking years now.
Would you ask a chick out who looked a little bit young and had braces?
Shit. When I was like 24, 25, I did have sex with a girl who was like 20 years old and had braces. It was a little weird, but she was hot, so...
Was she blonde? Answer,
no, brunette.
Did she wear glasses?
No.
Oh, well, that kind of
sucks. Did she suck your dick?
Did she look...
No, she did not. I was a little bit scared to ask that.
Did she have that persona of like a... Or that presence of a young, innocent-looking girl? Did she seem like a standard girl? She just happened to have braces.
I mean, she was like a freshman, sophomore at OU and a nursing student, so like fairly mature, actually.
Okay, well, see, that really makes a huge difference. The naiveness and innocence, I feel like, plays in, makes it 10 times more creepy when braces are involved.
Yeah, the braces by themselves are a little bit off-putting. But I didn't feel it was a huge distraction from them.
I've seen in various forms of pop culture and movies and TV where they joke about a guy getting a BJ from a chick with braces and it causes some kind of harm to the guy's cock. Is there any real way that that would actually happen? I don't see how that the braces would actually ever touch my cock.
If that was happening, then yeah, I mean, there's just no way.
There's no way. I'm pretty sure they do that in 40, by the way, which is like my favorite comedy ever, but... 40-year-old version?
Oh, yeah.
There's a chick with braces, and she's like, you ever had oral sex before? It's gonna kick ass. She has braces. That seems funny as fuck. I'm pretty sure we would have seen it that night we were watching it, but it was edited out of Comedy Central, whatever the fuck it was. We got a couple of more things I wanted to get into. Would you rathers? But I feel like those are good ones to go off on, and I don't want to talk about it before the break. So, let me see what else I had. Zach, you had a bunch of good stuff.
I had some good stuff. There were some where you were like, nah. You probably shouldn't pull those out now on your desk.
No, that's true. But we had not a lot of... I thought you had something about porn this week. So I had to think, Sage and I were laughing about this. I totally forgot about it until you sent me a text that reminded me of it. But just like when something really stupid in porn happens, it sticks in your memory forever, I swear to God. Like, yeah. Matt saw this video. It was the one where, first of all, the guy... It's a pizza delivery one, but I find it funny because the pizza delivery guy is the hot chick. Like, wouldn't you think the pizza delivery guy would be the guy and then the chick is hot and he comes and bangs her? But no, it's the chick. And the guy talks the pizza delivery chick into banging him. And the first thing that it's Eve Lawrence, by the way, is the chick in this porn. I don't know why I remember. I think the side is like Big Sausage Pizza or something. Jeez. The guy's getting dome, like from the girl, like she's blowing him, and he reaches into the pizza box and starts eating a slice of pizza. And I'm like, is that really not enough for you that you're getting head from like a gorgeous blonde chick that you need a piece of pizza? And even if that was an option, have you ever been getting head from a really hot chick and thought, God, I wish I had a snack right now? Like, if there was a slice of pizza there, I would totally eat that. This definitely isn't enough stimulation for me.
That was a guy.
I need to take it to the next level.
That guy did not give a fuck about his job that day. Guy was like, fuck it, I'm hungry.
Maybe he just really wanted pizza. I don't know.
I didn't get anything at the craft services table. I'm going for it.
It reminded me of that episode of Seinfeld where George wants the trifecta. Where he figures out that way where he's like banging the chick and he has like the sandwich hidden like on the nightstand to the left and like, but he's doing your like where you can still see the TV with sports because that's like the trifecta, watching sports while eating and banging a chick at the same time. But I'm like, I think that's just all too much. I don't want to do that. Although you and I, Zach and I would be different because we don't watch sports, we play video games.
Yeah.
So I feel like I would be playing Xbox while getting a beach and eating a sandwich or something. God, what age is farts? Always have to suck. I don't know why. There's still always this part of me that gets a little excited, like it's going to be cool. And then I'm let down every time.
Sorry. I had tuna fish for dinner, though, so that Zach will enjoy that.
Yeah, thanks for farting on my partner.
I have a question for you two. Do you two even know what Seinfeld is?
Yes, I know what Seinfeld is.
Like, have you ever seen an episode? Though?
Zach's seen every episode.
Yeah, debatably, really. I have not. Seinfeld. I've never not seen an episode.
That's what, you know, I think that show went off the air when I was like 10. I've never actually seen an episode.
No, it went off when you were like 11. The final episode was in 1996, I want to say.
Okay. Well,
they reran the shit out of it, actually.
Oh, it still reruns. Zach and I were watching it earlier tonight.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I know
it's still good, dude. I like that show. Yeah. Some episodes are retarded, but I still overall like it. Either way, I think I'm going to go ahead and take a break. Zach looks like a Muslim the way he's covering up his face from AJ's fart.
That's not offensive?
I don't think that's offensive.
All right.
Was that offensive?
I don't know.
That's on the level. That really is what Muslims do, all right? That's almost an offensive. I didn't use a slur. I didn't say, like,
I thought on the level was something. A bad thing.
I thought you were going to say the N-word.
Smartass, because you and I got pissed that time that he said we were on the level. Is that's what you were alluding to?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, why not?
Huh? Don't worry about it. We'll talk about it after the break. You're listening to The Status Bro Show. You're listening to The Status Bro. And we're back from our very short break on the Status Bro Show. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with my partner,
Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
An unexpected guest,
Andrew the Fuckstick Edrin.
And our producer here, right there.
Hey guys, I'm Ryan.
Ryan, Ryan what?
Ryan.
Why does he always do that?
Come on.
Yeah, why don't you say your name?
It's too long, man.
His name is Scharfenberg. I don't think it sounds that long at all.
Yeah, no.
Your name's longer than your cock.
Ooh.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, partner.
Damn it, I had something I really wanted to dive into with that last one, and now I forgot what it was. It has something to do with this fucking kid, but now I forgot. So you know what? It's y'all's show now. Go ahead. Let me know what you think.
Ryan, do you have Asperger's syndrome?
I think he means Asperger's.
Can we,
It's with a P, Asperger's.
Are you autistic?
Not Asperger's.
I might be, man.
He's not autistic. You're just being a dick.
Well, that's pretty much my MO, sir.
No, yes. Well, I'm glad everybody's back this week. And, you know, last week it got a little hairy. I mean, we skirted over it, but it got rough in here.
It did.
But did you ever actually listen to last week's show?
No, I did not.
Ryan, did you?
No, I didn't.
Why didn't you listen to last week's show?
You just didn't want to know because we talked about you.
You didn't listen to the show. Did you listen to the show that you weren't on? What was that, episode 20?
No, I have not heard that one.
You haven't heard that one?
No.
You haven't heard any of the shows that you were on?
I've heard a couple of them.
Okay. Yeah, I remember him saying he listened a couple of times.
I don't know. I just, with the show you weren't on, I was on the air. I was like, all right, he's going to listen to this one. And he didn't. And then last week, I was like, he's definitely going to listen to this one. And he didn't. I'm like, fuck, man. Like, he keeps saying you're not going to listen. I'm really starting to think you're just not going to fucking listen, no matter what happens.
I bet without listening to it, I can probably tell what happened for the rest of it. I don't particularly want to hear that.
Do you want to speculate for the audience?
Not really.
Why not?
I'd really rather just move past it.
You threw out a statement like that, though.
Okay, I'm going to get... I know John has the audio clips of the song, so I bet he was calling to say, oh, yeah, I'd like to send these over. I'm going to guess they got played. I'm going to guess Anne probably called in later on and said something derogatory towards me based upon...
Oh, really? Anne was actually a very intelligible call. She really was very serious in her call. I was surprised. John, of course, is, what you'd expect.
Yeah, so...
But yeah, we played the songs, but that doesn't bother you, right? Because you weren't here.
No, I just wish that if you had decided to take that route, you had told me beforehand rather than letting me spend my time and money driving up here.
But it's funny, though, that...
I'd like to move past this.
The songs we played, though, AJ has the smallest bit of anybody. I mean, we played like two whole songs that were just me and fucking B-San. Because John only had three songs.
Well, B-San will be glad to hear he finally got some airplay for something.
No, he definitely got some airplay. I wanted to quote that this show just because it's been stuck in my head all day. Him like, bitches get... Wait, what is it? Bitches whacked up, get slacked up, smacked up, attacked up.
Smelling cracker is a major factor.
Bitches whacked up. That's just... It's such a... A very powerful intro to a verse.
He did have one line that I always thought was kind of funny. I don't know why, but he said, "Trick it, quit hating, or else you're going to be conversating with Satan." And I was like, hey.
I would say, yeah, he was definitely the best from what we listened to last week.
No doubt. I mean, his problem was he took it so damn seriously, and the rest of us were kind of like, all right, well, I guess.
And I got to say, because I listened to this replay like 12 times last show, AJ did make a good point when I said B-San kind of led the revolution in this whole Afro rap group community thing or whatever. And Andrew said, I think at some point he believed he was an actual gangster. And that's true, though. You would even try to say stuff like, I am a gangster. Like,
yeah, he would tell me, like, you know, I know where to get a gun. You know, I have sold drugs before because he gave somebody like a dime bag.
It really would get to the point where I didn't know if he was kidding or not. Like, I think he thought he really was a gangster.
Yeah. Nice.
I would love to get that guy on the show.
Yeah, and that guy is he's a doctor now. So that's something for you all to think about.
He's a what?
So if you act up, you'll get smacked up.
He's a doctor?
By Dr. Mechanics.
Yeah. Well, like Dr. Dre?
More like Dr. Gay.
I didn't consider that, but no, he's actually a psychologist.
Yeah.
So. Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, shit.
Can we have him psychoanalyze his own shitty rap songs on the show?
Yeah, what the fuck did that mean? You thought you were a gangster?
You went from being a gangster to being a psychologist.
Yeah.
Shit,
dude, he will probably be back here for Christmas. Do you want to try and have him on the show?
I would love to have him on the show.
Okay.
I feel like he would like the show.
Can we introduce him as Mechanics?
Sure, he wouldn't care. I don't think he cares.
No, he started using the name Saint Dane, so that would be more appropriate.
Yeah, but then he shifted his musical...
Yeah, he decided he liked metal, but mainly because I told him I liked metal, and that influenced his style from that point on.
So he did kind of a, like a Cookie Monster screamo kind of thing?
No, no, he kept on rapping, but he started sampling metal songs. He actually, like, the beats actually were not bad. He had one where he sampled Cowboys from Hell by Pantera. Thought that was pretty sick.
I don't know what that is.
Me neither.
I'll have to take your word for it.
One where he sampled the song by Brand New. Anybody heard of Brand New?
No. Brand New sounds familiar. I know they have at least one song.
Come on, y'all are in college.
Name the most significant Brand New song that I would have heard of.
Shit, at the bottom, Sick Transit Gloria.
No, you'd have to tell me how it goes. Sing it out for us.
I don't have a very good voice, Kevin.
All right, well then don't worry.
Have you done anything recently?
I don't know, actually. I don't know if they're even still together.
Huh.
You should ask Beeson if you would come on the show.
Yeah, I'm sure he would.
Ask him if you would also stop by. But you were the...
Waka Waka!
See, there he goes again with the Waka Waka.
I was going to make a shitty joke about Brand New, but I didn't because I was afraid he's going to Waka Waka me.
So can we all agree that the Waka Waka thing is done?
I feel like they kind of suppress us a little bit.
I don't think anyone really likes it.
Because, like, a few weeks back when I made that shitty joke about the Plenty of Fish and going to eat, what, Korean or something, I was like, yeah, no matter what, you'll be eating pussy. And you Waka Waka me, and I was like, all right, I'm not going to make any more jokes the rest of the show.
Another big complaint.
Okay, can we compromise then? If I don't do the Waka Waka, can we agree if it's a terrible joke, we'll follow it with like 4 seconds of silence?
No, I can make that decision.
Well, I'm asking, can we all agree to do that?
I think whenever I want to be silent for the sake of comedic effect, I do it. So, I mean, you can just follow suit. Does that work for you?
That's fine, I guess. But that leaves you as the sole arbiter of like what's funny and what's not.
That's my job. That kind of is my point on
that
the show.
That is, in fact, your job.
No one ever says, like, that joke was funny. I wondered if AJ thought it was funny. Another thing that people have criticized about the show pertaining to AJ is that you actually, Zach used to do this too, and he doesn't do it anymore, and the show is better for it. Make jokes to the audience about how, oh, the show sucks. The audience never wants to hear that.
Oh, yeah, my train wreck days?
Yeah, the audience
every
never
show
wants
to. The show's a train wreck.
That is a nervous co-host thing. Like, he's embarrassed because he's on the show and he worries that he may have done something. He's like, oh, well, this show sucks. Like, that's, a lot of people will do that. You did it.
I did do that. And then we had that creative meeting and you told me to stop. And I was like, yeah, I probably shouldn't do that anymore.
It's something people are listening. They're like, well, we start to feel like it sucks if you do that.
Yeah.
You lose all any ground you have to stand on.
You're right.
Yeah. We didn't want to completely compromise ourselves.
Well, all I can do is take that information, Kevin, and store it in my head and put it to use in the future.
No, all you can do is say what you just said into the microphone. So
is it not picking up my levels?
Hello, it is. Hello. No, it's not bad. It's picking you up pretty good. Okay. Better than usual.
Pretty well.
There it goes.
What?
So you find any more catfishes on Plenty
no,
of...
No, no, not so far.
No?
Sorry, nothing new to report there.
All right. I just want to say catfishes. That's all.
I do think that's a funny joke, though, considering Plenty of Fish.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Bunch of catfish on Plenty of Fish.
Okay, so did AJ
I don't know,
meet...
I just think it's funny.
Did you meet any new women on plentyoffishes.com?
Oh.
What, are you going to walk a walk
with me? I would like to talk about my granddad's experience fighting the Viet Congs over there.
Oh, yeah?
Same kind of thing. Yeah. That's a Waka Waka, by the way.
Wait, did you
say... That's a Waka Waka if I ever fucking heard one.
Yeah. Okay. I guess actually it would be Viet Congs. But anyways.
I thought it was just the Viet Cong.
It would be the Viet Cong.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. That was the joke.
But you said zzz.
I was trying to exaggerate it for comedic purposes.
You overdid it.
I guess.
That's all right.
You're blowing my fucking mind right now.
How am I blowing your mind?
I don't know. You just are.
Well, I wanted to talk about something that you brought up earlier that we kind of dipped into, the would you rather, because you had the smartphone thing. And this is a ridiculous... What is this guy really like standing right by the mic blowing his fucking nose?
At least he's standing by the mic.
They can probably hear that better than his voice.
Probably.
Whenever you want to talk, pretend like you have to blow your nose.
You okay?
Yeah.
I know you got your Starbucks, you blew your nose.
Don't ask him questions when he's like 10 feet away. Go ahead, now ask your question, Zach.
Really?
Yeah.
I said, are you okay? Are you anything else?
And he looks at you while he talks. Then he looks at the mic and talk in the mic.
Well, I'm doing it too. Sure.
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good.
All right. Just asking.
Just want to make sure.
Thanks.
No problem.
I appreciate the concern.
I care. I really do.
I know.
You ever seen somebody take a selfie
back and
where they're
forth
like staring
off the mic.
At their face in the phone rather than looking at the mirror, what have you? And it's very eerie and kind
of. You ever see that pic of the chick trying to look hot and there's a huge poop in the toilet?
not seen that, but that sounds pretty funny.
You guys, everybody knows about that, right?
No.
You should post that to the Facebook.
Wow. I would have Ryan look it up, but I feel I'm more equipped to look it up just because I know this so well. I think I can search MySpace chick poop, and it will instantly show up on Google Images.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It's a bold assumption.
Yeah, I think you're going to get some interesting results on that search, buddy.
What did I say I was going to do? MySpace?
MySpace chick poop.
MySpace chick poop.
Yep.
Can I put pic on the end?
No, that's what you said.
Yeah, well, if you do Google image search, that's kind of superfluous.
I'm sure no matter what you come up with, it'll be nothing like short of absolute gold.
God, AJ with his big vocab.
It's not the only big thing I got.
Our audience is very interested in his large cranium. Hold on.
See, I felt like that would have been a good moment to go silent for...
Nope, that was one for Zach, because Zach and I are on the same page.
Well,
hold on,
relax. I could have waka-waka'd it.
But I thought we agreed not to do that anymore.
MySpace.
You should have been waka-waka'd so many times. Yeah, see, that's for real. Show AJ.
That's pretty gross.
How has no one ever seen this? This was big for a while.
I don't know. Hey, you use the Chive, right?
Yeah, well, occasionally.
I used that website twice today, and both times I was disappointed.
I generally favor websites I can look at school if it's not porn. So when I'm in class, I frequent Google News, Cracked, Reddit, howardstern.com, and that's pretty much it. So GameSpot really, also.
Is there any website you can't go to that's not like explicitly porn-related?
I think the Chive is one that I wouldn't want anyone to glance over and see me looking at in class.
Yeah.
I looked at porn a few times in the computer labs at OU.
Nice.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Well, a video?
Yeah.
Why?
God, I don't know. Because nobody else was in there, and I was like... Whatever.
Yeah, but if you remember a couple shows back, I told him that I would like to look at videos to warm up, and then I'd go in the bathroom and start jerking it, and he said that that was really weird.
It's weird because...
Like, why would you put on porn if you don't already have your dick in your hand? You're the one who said
well,
that.
Well, I think the content... Was this like 10 shows ago?
You haven't been on 10 shows.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, you have been, but
what
barely.
I'm thinking of is, I believe the context used in like is you'd be watching shows. Porn. You'd be watching porn with a friend, and then decide like, "Oh, I'm gonna go to the bathroom." It just seems very off-putting to me to tell a friend, "I'm gonna go jerk off now."
Okay, we're not even having really like a caller-friendly conversation right now. But John called. I was just wondering what he has to say. What do you want? Are you done?
Yeah, nobody cares about the
poop
pick with the chick
MySpace.
Are you guys gonna talk about the? Are you guys gonna do the Would You Rather?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I was going to.
We just hadn't gotten to it yet. Okay, I got one. Would you rather stick your tongue on a guy's nutsack after soccer practice for like 2 seconds, or eat a cheeseburger with vagina juice, like a little scoop of vagina juice?
A little scoop of what?
Vagina juice.
What?
No, vagina yeast. Like from a yeast infection.
How would I know what the fuck that would even be like?
What is that? What?
Everyone's going to reject that on principle.
What the fuck
that's,
is
that's
that?
That's a terrible would you rather. It's terrible.
Wait, what was the second one?
Eat a cheeseburger
with
yeast.
With vagina yeast. Like from a yeast infection.
I thought like you said like vagina yeast.
But do you have any
like,
concept
like
of what that actually is or tastes like? No, that's dumb. No, it's terrible.
Alright. Well, you want to talk about Allied 5?
It's equally disgusting, though. Kudos.
Don't be an asshole.
What do you say?
You know, you're gonna don't abuse the privilege of me
this
always answering your calls.
Topic.
Yeah, this is something, you know, you don't want to step on bad ground here, because I don't want to have to cut you off. So call in when it pertains to what we're talking about.
I just called in when you were talking about the poop pick.
No, you called in with a would you rather when we weren't even talking about that.
Yeah, I know, Kevin, but there's like a 3-minute delay on mine. How would I even be able to keep up exactly?
Plus, that MySpace poop pic is hilarious.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but not a great on-air topic.
It was like 18 seconds of airtime.
Alright, well get to the good stuff.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll just start fighting with AJ again. That's always your suggestion.
That would be nice.
We'll talk to you later. Thanks, John.
Fuck off.
He's such a wise ass dude.
Yeah, and he's got nothing. I feel like last week he actually had a purpose.
You do pick up the phone every time he calls.
Yeah, I pick up the phone for any caller.
That's a good point.
That's the only
John's the only one who ever calls in.
No Ann calls in. Christine was gonna call in last week.
She was.
She bit, you know, she pissed out. Sorry. Yeah. You know, what are you gonna do? She's intimidated by everybody else's calls.
Yeah, Crystal called in once. That was cool.
That was cool.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Were you trying to sling mud at me now or something?
Who's intimidated now?
You said an actual name, dude.
What?
You said a name.
You said Christine.
Oh.
So? She's been on the show before.
I was speculating who's called in.
Yeah, but you talked about a call. We've only taken a few callers. You've right. said that caller by name.
So yeah, and John and Crystal, Christine. No, Christine's never called in. You're
Crystal
right.
never gave her name when she called in.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Oh.
I can't believe you didn't notice that until just now. Like, you didn't even realize that.
What episode did she call in on? I don't remember.
It was the something Halloween like special, whatever the Halloween special was.
Okay.
30-something.
Right.
33, maybe.
Well, silly me.
Even AJ never... Well, he did shit, once. I had to believe
it. You know, in 5 years, we're both going to be 33? As I make feel.
That makes me feel young.
That makes me feel old.
Yeah.
Would you say... Yeah, fine. Yeah, no, whatever. Yeah, thanks, partner. Which, by the way, we have not said since the Halloween special, since we're talking about the Halloween special.
You said it on this episode.
Yeah, twice. For the first time.
Twice.
Yes, but before... See? Before tonight, when I said it twice, we have not said it since the Halloween special.
Possibly.
Yeah. Go ahead, check the tape. It's all right.
How has Way to Go Dudes never made its way onto the show?
Dude, it's impossible to say that without being so obnoxious. Way to go, dudes.
All right!
All right!
What is that from?
Tremors.
Yeah.
Tremors.
There's like a 2-minute video on YouTube. Just it's just YouTube. Way to Go Dudes over and over and over. Yeah, just go to YouTube and search Way to Go Dudes, and you can just watch it looped over and over.
I think
over
you might
over.
Have shown me that at one point.
All right. Way to Go Dudes.
Oh, yeah, you did show me that, yeah. I remember that video.
Awesome. So Jesus. The Would You Rather, by the way, that you, since John deeply wants to hear about this, obviously.
Yeah, but I was going to say, we've never had a caller call in and say, hey, you should talk about this.
The Would You Rather that you proposed was... Well, you gave me two things.
Nothing short
I want to make this a broad thing. What would you rather stick your dick in?
Yeah.
You can come up with a lot of options for this.
Yeah, mine was nothing short of really fucking obscure.
But yours is very tame.
You think?
Those would both be relatively pleasant to where you want to be like, would you rather stick your dick in saw paper, like sandpaper, or in a cheese grater or something? Yeah.
Yeah.
But saying, would you rather stick your dick in a bowl of spaghetti or would you stick your dick in...
No. It's very specific, okay? Would you rather stick your dick into, like, a jar that had warmed up spaghetti in it, okay? And then you could cover it in saran wrap or something and stick a broom handle through it so you got a hole. And, you know, or would you go get, like, some Pillsbury Grands from the grocery store, warm that up, pull out a couple rolls, and do the same?
I don't think there's any way the Grands wouldn't feel the best.
You don't think?
I don't know. I just see.
I've heard mixed opinions on this, but most leaning towards spaghetti.
I've never really thought about a lot of foods that I wanted to put my dick in. I'd usually just rather eat
it. Well, let's enter that now.
All right.
All right.
Oh, I know. That's what I wanted to enter this.
Get it? Enter it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll penetrate this topic. We'll thrust
we'll cross,
ourselves.
We'll cross
into this
the plane
topic.
Of this topic.
Yes.
What is it? How is that with sexual?
We will purge the threshold of this topic.
Purge the threshold.
Foods that you want to put your cock in.
Yeah.
It's like a whole new thing.
Someone got
a if Kyle were here, he'd field test this stuff.
Okay, so...
Probably a donut.
First off, because the spaghetti
a donut?
Sauce. I feel like that's a big part of it.
I just automatically assumed the spaghetti had sauce on it.
Wait.
I was particularly...
In your head, were you thinking like red or white?
Marinara.
Nice. Me too, of course.
You think of spaghetti, you think of fucking, you know, like spaghetti meatballs. Right. Marinara.
Do you think another noodle would feel better? Rigatoni?
Like bow tie pasta, would that be
linguine might be pretty good.
Yeah? Some angel hair pasta?
Maybe just fuck a cannoli. Why don't we just skip ahead?
You could do that. Go for like a... Fuck, I can't even think of the word. Yeah. Cannoli.
Maybe get some of them grands and make like a... what do you call it? Like fucking pig in a blanket out of your dick.
Okay, there we're talking about what would feel... that's basically his idea.
Make the shit out of that.
If we're talking about what would feel the best, I mean... What food would feel the most like a pussy?
Bean burrito being the shit out of that.
Nobody can hear you. What did you say?
Maybe like cut a pineapple
that's
in
what
half.
I said.
I want you to repeat what he said again for the audience.
Zach said...
Closer.
Zach said just offhand, grab a bean burrito, bang the shit out of it. Thought that was funny.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Sorry I missed it.
Oh, man.
All the time with pussies, it's just like a bean burrito.
Yeah,
like, let's screw.
What food would feel like a pussy?
All right. Well, first off, it has to be warm food, I assume, right?
It's got to be a piece of meat, obviously.
Not too hot.
It doesn't have to be that warm, though.
Maybe like bore a hole in a T-bone or something.
I feel like in a lot of ways, a vagina temperature is slightly above room temp.
Shut up.
It's not like hot in there.
Room temperature is like 72 degrees, right?
Yeah, I presume the human body is warmer than 72 degrees.
It is, but it doesn't feel, I mean, it's not that hot.
Like going into swimming pool or something like that. Like,
John says meat pie is best food to fuck. I don't even know what that is.
A meat pie?
Yeah.
Typically real British thing? Food, right? Like Sweeney Todd had meat pies in it.
Yeah.
Made out of people. I remember that.
Where the fuck do you even get a meat pie?
Britain, I guess. No, son of a bitch. I had a friend on Facebook that posted a picture of a fucking meat pie today. He's about to eat it. Blew my goddamn mind.
I still don't see how that would feel like a pussy.
No, I could see how a pie would, because, you know.
Something would have to be tighter to feel like a pussy.
Yeah. You made that point Monday. You were like, well, pie, because pie can be related to vaginas.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know what would actually feel like a pussy, as far as foods go. Now, I think you're on the right track with the burrito thing, because it's actually like a canal, you know what I mean? It's like a cylindrical object.
Yeah, like a fleshlight.
Well, yeah, but that's made to feel like a pussy.
I guess you're right.
Is it?
I think so.
Remind me to come back to the fleshlight thing.
Somebody banged later. The sex toy. Who was it? Was it Corey?
Yeah, I think he said he had something. He never Wait, said
AJ,
what it was.
I thought you remembered what it was.
I think it was Corey.
Was it a pocket pussy?
It was a Corey.
Yes, pocket pussy. I distinctly remember that. Because I think I called in. I talked to you after. It's like, why the fuck would you ever admit that?
I'm glad he admitted it, but I can't empathize.
Too. I wish we could have grilled him more.
I think if you're a 28-year-old virgin, maybe you want to keep it away from people that you use sex toys, because it's just going to add that extra little dimension of creepiness.
Yeah, you're right. That was a little weird. Was he 20? I thought he was like 24.
There's no way for it not to be creepy for a man to use a sex toy, unless it's on a woman.
Riot?
What? It's like Colin Farrell used sex toys or something like that.
Like using a female sex toy on a woman.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about a fleshlight on a woman. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Maybe she can put her fingers in.
No matter what, it's not weird.
Pretend she's with another woman.
It can't be not weird for a guy to use a sex toy.
Ryan, you ever bang the silicone hole?
I haven't, no.
Ah.
Never experienced that.
Do you have one?
I don't.
Are you lying?
Do you know anyone who ever had one?
I wish I had one. That'd be pretty cool.
We can't have a dialogue with him when people can't hear. Here, I got an idea. Leading it like this?
Yeah.
This is gonna work.
See, if you had one, would you...
Now everybody can hear us, but...
I fucking would if I had one.
No, yeah, if you invest in that, you have to...
I would feel too creepy.
Investment.
I think the sense of shame... What if it was like you won some kind of contest and it was like, here's a fleshlight?
I would never use it.
Never?
No.
I think you wouldn't use it, not because it wouldn't feel good. It's because you wouldn't want to have to deal with it after. You just throw it away.
Oh, yeah, what am I going to put in the fucking dishwasher?
I don't know what you do with it. That's the point.
Wash out my load in the dishwasher? No, there's no way.
Maybe you got to do it by hand.
You have to.
Some kind of like special cleaning device.
Yeah, let me bust out the scratch pad.
Yeah. Maybe you get a fake cock and go with a brush on the end and clean it out with that.
No, there's no way to not get rid of it. It's done.
It's a one and done.
It's a one and done.
I guarantee you there's people that use that repeatedly.
Yeah.
I was wondering
sure
that.
There's many people that use those.
There was a show where we talked about the real doll.
Gross.
Yeah, I remember that.
I mean, I would think the real doll is something that's so expensive that you'd have to reuse it, but how do you clean out the real doll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those, I don't know.
Would you be more embarrassed using a fleshlight or a real doll? I think if I made the choice, yeah, I'd rather use the fleshlight.
Yeah, no, yeah. At least that's handheld. And what if you had, like, one of those, like, half torso numbers? It's just like this. It's just the ass.
That's your quarter torso.
There you go. Okay. Well, silly me.
Well, I'm thinking half a body. I'm like, if it comes to the torso, I thought, you know, I want some legs.
No, yeah, it's like the ass. That's it. And you guys,
and that's it. You just hold the ass.
You pick.
Yeah, you're like that thing Johnny Knoxville buys on Jackass, where it's like just the ass.
The thing that they make like put like blood and hair in and like try to take it back. That's
and
a pretty
I got
good
cut
bit.
My shaft.
What was that from? Is that like cutscenes from the first movie or something?
I think that was on the TV show, actually.
Oh, I thought it was like 1.5 or like 2.5.
I thought it was on 1 point. Like yeah, but that was a good bit. The bloody, shitty. It's just an ass.
Did he actually get rid of it? I can't remember if
they
took it back.
Yeah, they took it back. Like, they wrapped it up in like saran wrap and put on gloves, but they gave him a new one.
Oh,
so amazing customer service, really.
That actually is really good customer service.
I wonder if they reshelved that. They had to have fucking thrown it away. No way. There's no way anybody cleaned that out.
What's the worst that could
happen? They did not sell that.
If the next person who uses it, they're not going to go be like, I got AIDS from using a sex toy.
they can't risk that.
I would. If I got AIDS from using a sex toy, I would absolutely make a case.
You wouldn't get AIDS from using a sex toy.
But remember, it had fake blood on it and shit like that. I mean,
they have to get rid of that. That's a fucking biohazard.
Okay,
you can't restock
Kevin,
that.
We understood that.
That's why
we're attempting to make a joke about it.
That's why I'm amazing.
I don't get what you mean.
Never mind.
What's the joke, Andrew?
No, it's your show.
No, go ahead. If it's not good, I'll walk a walk at you. Yeah, I said a joke earlier, but I don't want to say it. I'm just going to condescend to you as if it makes sense now.
Are you done?
No, I'm not. Keep talking. Give me more material. We'll just see here and see how long it'll be silent. John, maybe you want to call in? Jesus. Call us now at 214-455-0534.
You're really getting used to just throwing your number out there, aren't you?
I want to do it all the time. Do we make a status with my number in it?
Last week we did.
Yeah, we did.
Tonight?
Not tonight, no.
I swear I said to do it tonight.
Why do you fucking look at me when you say that?
I should look at you.
There you go.
I can guarantee you I'll listen to the replay tonight. And if it's in there, you know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
Nothing. Because I never really do anything. Because you guys aren't really my employees. All I can do is just piss about it. And maybe try to do something. Maybe joke about it on the show. That's really all I got.
All you can do is just piss about it? I knew that was coming back.
Ooh. Nobody heard Edge anyway because he's playing on his fucking phone, not talking into the mic.
I think you heard me.
I heard you, yeah. But nobody of our listeners didn't hear you.
Okay. We have listeners now?
I tried to make a joke in there, but nobody heard it.
Just out of curiosity, what do you do when you're going to free play? Angry Birds? You going on Facebook?
Facebook and a couple websites are
checked. Facebook and maybe Plenty of Fishes.
What? God.
Plentyoffishes.com. Oh, here, we got a caller. All
right.
Jesus. Is it John again?
Hey, John, you're up. Jesus. You're on the status, bro.
Hey, I just wanted to commend AJ for being a man, coming back to the show.
That is true. Thank you, AJ, for coming back this week.
Crawling back on your hands and knees. Back to the bro show. You know, you can be humble and maybe we're wrong and come back.
Okay, what? Is that all you... I don't get what you're saying.
I don't know. You just told me to call in to do that. That's all.
All right. I thought you'd have more material. I had 3 minutes left. You know what? You let me. It's all right. It's all right. Don't worry about it. I love you.
Bye.
All right. So we're done talking about stuff we put our dicks in.
Did we ever really talk about it?
I think we did. We talked a lot about it, didn't we?
What conclusion?
We were talking about burritos and pocket pussies and all kinds of stuff.
What did we come up with as the ideal food to stick your dick in?
I don't think there is. I don't think we're ever going to come to it.
Okay. Well, then, do you think there's anything on apple pie theory?
No.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think an apple pie would at all feel like a pussy.
I think that would suck.
But, I mean, there's all kinds of, like, objects floating around in it. Yeah, and
maybe if you stuck it on the side, and even then.
There's gotta,
this guy's laughing his ass off.
There's got to be something, though, that feels like a pussy that's a food item.
I would never stick my dick in a bean.
Yeah,
a
Crunchwrap Supreme.
That would suck.
Nachos?
What is in a Crunchwrap Supreme? I don't want the edge of the Crunchwrap.
Everything's in a fucking
Supreme. Tortilla to be even
like a casserole.
Yeah,
nachos,
baked potato. Yeah.
What if you got like one of those like small like nah, that wouldn't work.
In between a burger,
just say like a small apple pie from a place, like a handheld one. But that.
What about chicken sandwich? Small.
Like McDonald's.
Chicken mayo.
That might be more. I would say McDonald's apple pie is more realistic than fucking an actual apple pie.
You're probably right. Just because it's handheld.
It has a cylindrical quality to some extent.
Yeah.
But still, you're gonna feel the crustiness of the.
I like how. The ideal
the abrasiveness
fake pussy
of the crust
has to be handheld, even though a real one is in no way handheld.
No, but I never said it had to be. Well, yeah, maybe it does have to be handheld.
I guess you get the angle. I don't know.
Cherry pie.
What? Well, I don't know what the difference.
What about like a chocolate pie?
There's never foreign bodies floating around in a vagina, though.
Fudge pie.
If it is, you're in trouble. Where I feel like with any kind of pie, there's gonna be stuff in there.
What about a cheesecake?
No.
No, it's too solid. Yeah, it's too chalky and
what
resistant.
What about a key lime pie?
I don't think so.
What about a cookie?
What?
What about a cupcake?
No.
I think this guy's being a wise ass.
I think he is. Yeah. What else you got?
That was pretty much it.
Oh, come on.
A can of ravioli.
Plate of nachos.
Now, some kind of casserole might have potential.
Plate of ravioli wouldn't feel bad. I mean, a can of ravioli.
A can of ravioli.
Yeah.
Can of manwich.
I like
fucking
candy. I can see where the ravioli would feel pretty good. Nothing is going to feel like an actual vagina. This is a pointless conversation.
You
got to
know there's something out there that
chicken noodle soup.
Anyone?
Just, nobody's discovered it yet.
Anyone listening to this episode, please email us at thestatusbroshow@gmail.com or post to our Facebook or tweet us. I really want to know something that anyone thinks would actually be comparable to a real vagina that you could buy off the shelves of a grocery store right now.
Yeah. We'll have Ryan try it out in the next show.
Yeah.
Yogurt.
Yogurt?
Yogurt.
Yeah.
Nogurt.
Maybe if it was... Oh. If you warmed it up, maybe. Like, it would just, it'd be nasty. And
there's no way yogurt would work. Maybe to jerk off with.
Yeah, you're right. Yogurt's just like too much fucking lotion.
I could probably rub one out with some yogurt. There's probably a ton of stuff you could buy off the shelves that would be great to rub one out with. Right?
I mean, I assume.
Like baby what? Oil?
Ranch.
Yeah. Ranch! Oh, dude.
Ranch?
Yeah.
Ranch.
You don't think so? Are there any of our bizarre foods that would be good to rub one out with?
Rub
one out with cat food?
Maybe those sardines.
How would you rub one out with sardines?
Oh, you'd find a way.
Maybe just use the oil.
You'd make it happen.
They were an olive oil.
Was that olive oil?
I think
so.
It
didn't taste like olive oil.
I have more sardines if anybody wants to eat some.
Yeah. Any... I don't know, dude.
I had one idea that I really wanted to do for bizarre food, but I don't know if it maybe just be too gnarly.
What?
Brains.
Brains?
Yeah.
That's dangerous, man.
No, I would cook it first. They
got prions in them.
Oh, what?
Do you know how to cook brains?
Yeah, I'm going to saute it on the fucking stove in a Chilean... I don't know what the fuck I'm goofing around. No, I don't know how to cook brains.
Maybe we can eat them with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
No, I assume if you cooked them on the stove, they would be fine to eat, but that just might be too gnarly for me.
That's how you catch, like, that disease, mad cow disease and shit like that.
Yeah, if you ate it raw. You can cook anything to safety.
Well, hey, if we eat fucking cat food and they got tumors and shit in that, then I bet...
Would you eat cooked brains?
Possibly.
Nope.
I'd probably take a bite.
If I knew it was good, yeah, dude.
I mean,
if you Wikipedia this, I guarantee it'll say whether you cook the brain or not, you can still catch prion diseases from it.
I don't know about
prion
that.
Prion diseases?
Yeah. It's like mad cat.
Paging Dr. Eggman, why don't you tell us what the
prion sounds like a bullshit.
Wikipedia.
I will. But I mean, Wikipedia's not 100% accurate, so.
That's true. I could write in what prions mean right now.
I take that as total bullshit. I pretty much take Wikipedia as.
I don't know. Let's.
I could go to Wikipedia right now and be like, prions are a condition discovered by the Allied Five featuring Kevin Ebeling and it would be in the, you know, that would be on Wikipedia.
Prions. I can't even think of a funny pun for prions.
He's looking. I'm waiting to hear a reaction.
Yeah,
we only have... Well, no, now there's a build-up.
No, yeah, dude, if we're wrong, please tell me we're wrong.
What is even the debate here? Like, what am I going to tell you you're wrong about?
I don't know. Is a prion a thing?
Is it wrong to eat brains?
Yeah.
You said even cooked it. Wikipedia would say that you can't eat cow brains. Because cow is what I was thinking.
Cow?
I think that's the only one you could probably get at a butcher stand.
I wouldn't want to do cow.
What else would you
simply
want to
because of mad cow disease.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Pigs are so much more dirty. You don't want to do that.
Really?
Really.
I mean, you eat shit from pigs all the time.
And the pigs are way more gross.
Yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, they're gross, but I mean, I don't know.
A prion is an infectious agent composed of protein in a misfolded form.
Huh. That actually sounds pretty legitimate.
Prions are responsible for transmissible spongiform encephalopathies in a variety of mammals, including mad cow disease and cattle. In humans, prions call it Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease.
Okay, we don't need to know that. Tell me about the brains. I want
to
know about...
I take it back, just listening to this, I might bail on the brains.
My mom was telling me there's people who lived on the farm or whatever in times that ate cow brains and nothing ever happened. If they're cooked, I believe it is safe.
You know, I'm kind of glad... AJ wasn't here for the fancy piece, though, because if he had told me it had tumors and shit in it, I probably wouldn't eat it. So now I feel good.
No, there's nothing in the fancy piece that would take out a human.
We know already.
Yeah.
Maybe like a tapeworm or something. If you start losing weight really
It's good. Not like we ate a can That'd of peas awesome either. We had a bite. We'll be fine. All right, well, you want to go ahead and call it? We had a very mild episode this week. I kind of like that. We're getting back to the chill, you know, after last week's chaos.
Yeah.
We didn't really need to go balls out. And AJ, I'm sorry for doing the thing a lot, if that part.
Are you?
No, not really.
Are you really sorry?
No, I'm not sorry.
Are you going to do it again?
Yeah, I'm going to do it next week, too.
That's the host I love.
I'm really hungry, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. Are you?
I'm okay.
Dude, our last couple Applebee's trips weren't that great.
Prions are generally quite resistant to proteases, heat, radiation, and formalin treatments.
Okay.
Prions don't give a fuck.
Effective prion decontamination relies upon protein hydrolysis,
That's what I was going to do, is that.
Protein hydrolysis.
Yeah.
Examples include bleach, caustic
soda. Did you say hydrolysis?
Hydrolysis.
What a fucking moron. You must be doing really good.
That's cute.
Thank you. All right, we done with the prions?
Are we?
I think we're done.
Good.
All right, Ryan, come in here. We need to hear everybody. I'm going to go ahead and sign off. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with my co-host,
Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
And
Andrew the Fuckstick Edgren.
And our producer,
Ryan Schaffenberg.
We'll see you guys next week on the Status Bro Show.